Book 23 begins on page 233. Euryclea now went upstairs, laughing, to tell her mistress that her dear husband had come home. Her aged knees became young again, and her feet were nimble for joy as she went up to her mistress and bent over her head to speak to her. "Wake up, Penelope, my dear child," she exclaimed, "and see with your own eyes something that you have been wanting this long time past. Odysseus has at last indeed come home again, and has killed the suitors who were giving so much trouble in his house, eating up his estate and ill-treating his son." "My good nurse," answered Penelope, "you must be mad. The gods sometimes send some very sensible people out of their minds, and make foolish people become sensible. This is what they must have been doing to you, for you always used to be a reasonable person. Why should you thus mock me, when I have trouble enough already, talking such nonsense, and waking me up out of a sweet sleep that had taken possession of my eyes and closed them? I have never slept so soundly from the day my poor husband went to that city with the ill-omened name. Go back again into the women's room. If it had been anyone else who had woken me up to bring me such absurd news, I should have sent her away with a severe scolding. As it is, your old age shall protect you." When Euryclea says, "Hey, guess what? Odysseus is home," what does Penelope say?
Yeah, right.
As if. You crazy, basically.
Yeah.
And furthermore, maybe you've gone crazy, because sometimes the gods make people go crazy. And if anyone else had told me this, I would have been so mad at them. What would she have done? Killed them. I would have sent... Oh, you're right. She says that later. I would have sent her away with a severe scolding. I would have yelled at them and sent them away. But you're an old lady, and I respect you and everything, so just shut up, basically. "My dear child," answered Euryclea, "I am not mocking you. Ah, I'm not making fun of you. It is quite true, as I tell you, that Odysseus has come home again. He was the stranger whom they all kept on treating so badly in the cloister. Telemachus knew all along that he had come back, but kept his father's secret that he might have his revenge on all these wicked people." Then Penelope sprang up from her couch, threw her arms around Euryclea, and wept for joy. "But, my dear nurse," she said, "explain this to me. If he has really come home, as you say, how did he manage to overcome the wicked suitors single-handedly, seeing what a number of them were, what a number of them there always were? "I was not there," answered Euryclea, "and do not know. I only heard them groaning while they were being killed. We sat crouching and huddled up in a corner of the women's room with the doors closed, till your son came to fetch me, because his father sent him. Then I found Odysseus standing over the corpses that were lying on the ground all around him, one on top of the other. You would have enjoyed it if you could have seen him standing there, all bespattered with blood and filth, and looking just like a lion. But the corpses are now all piled up in the gatehouse that is in the outer court, and Odysseus has lit a great fire to purify the house with sulfur. He has sent me to call you. So come with me, that you may both be happy together after all. For now at last the desire of your heart has been fulfilled. Your husband has come home to find both wife and son alive and well, and to take his revenge in his own house on the suitors who behaved so badly to him." "My dear nurse," said Penelope, "do not exult too confidently over all this. You know how delighted everyone would be to see Odysseus come home, most particularly myself and the son who has been born to both of us. But what you tell me cannot really be true. It is some god who is angry with the suitors for their great wickedness, and has made an end of them. For they respected no man in the whole world, neither rich nor poor, who come near them. And they have come to a bad end in consequence of their iniquity. Odysseus is dead, far away from the Achaean land. He will never return home again." She still doesn't believe. Why not?
Because she...
It's been 20 years.
It's been a long time. What else?
Well, that probably not a few guys, but she's heard bad things.
Mm-hmm. She's heard bad things. And remember, our defining characteristic for Penelope was
loyalty,
faithfulness. So if she just automatically took Euryclea's word and said, "Woohoo, let me at him, baby," we'd question it. I mean, we kind of understand that she's hesitant. She wants to be sure it's really him, which sounds pretty smart. Then Nurse Euryclea said, "My child, what are you talking about? but you are all hard of belief and have made up your mind that your husband is never coming, although he is in this house and by his own fireside at this very moment. Besides, I can give you another proof. When I was washing him, I perceived the scar. Remember the scar on his leg that was like so unique to him, which the wild boar gave him. And I wanted to tell you about it, but in his wisdom, he would not let me, and clapped his hands over my mouth. So come with me, and I will make this bargain with you. If I am deceiving you, you may have me killed by the most cruel death you can think of. So Penelope thinks that maybe it was the gods. And Eurycleia says, no, and I can prove you that it's him because of that scar. And if I'm lying to you, then you can kill me. That's how certain she is. My dear nurse, said Penelope, however wise you may be, you can hardly fathom the counsels of the gods. Now, nevertheless, we will go in search of my son, that I may see the corpses of the suitors and the man who has killed them. Still believing it was probably the gods, but all right, whatever, I'll at least come look. Top of 235. On this, she came down from her upper room, and while doing so, she considered whether she should keep at a distance from her husband and question him, or whether she should at once go up to him and embrace him. When, however, she had crossed the stone floor of the cloister, she sat down opposite Odysseus by the fire, against the wall at right angles to that by which she had entered, while Odysseus sat near one of the bearing posts, looking upon the ground and waiting to see what his brave wife would say to him when she saw him. For a long time she sat silently, and as one lost in amazement. At one moment she looked him full in the face, but then again directly she was misled by his shabby clothes and failed to recognize him, till Telemachus began to reproach her, to scold her, saying, Mother, but you are so hard that I cannot even call you by such a name. Why do you keep away from my father this way? Why do you not sit by his side and begin talking to him and asking him questions? No other woman could bear to keep away from her husband when he had come back to her after 20 years of absence, and after having gone through so much. But your heart always was as hard as a stone. Penelope answered, My son, I am so lost in astonishment that I can find no words in which either to ask questions or to answer them. I cannot even look him straight in the face. Still, if he really is Odysseus, come back to his own home again, we shall get to understand one another better by and by. For there are tokens.
I lost my voice.
For there are tokens with which we too are alone acquainted, and which are hidden from all others. All right, what does she mean by that? Tokens. What do you suppose she's planning to do? She is going to make sure it's Odysseus. How? What do you think, Carson?
A test?
Yeah, it's exactly a test. Think about it. Think about the people in your family, right? Are there things that the people in your family know that other people on the street don't?
Yeah.
Like inside jokes and secrets. Okay, now yesterday's block thought I was crazy, but when Andy and Adam were really little, we had a family code word. So, like, if someone else would go to pick them up, and would say, like, your mom sent me to pick you up. And then they could be like, well, what's the code word? And if the person didn't know the code word, then it was stranger danger and they didn't go with them. Am I the only family that ever did that?
Yeah.
You did that too? Okay.
We didn't.
Yeah.
I rode the bus since kindergarten, so.
Yeah. Well, I think this was more before we moved here. We lived in a much bigger town. It was our dog who passed away, Maggie, because I knew they could remember that. That was our dog at the time. So if you go to pick Andy up,
yeah,
so basically that's what Penelope's plan is. She's going to kind of test him. She's going to question him about something as a married couple only the two of them would know. And if he falls for it and he's like, duh, I don't know, then it's not really Odysseus. But if it's really Odysseus, he'll know what she's talking about. Yes, sir?
So it's like that secret handshake.
It is like a secret handshake, yes. That's an excellent example. Okay? Again, do we think this is pretty smart of Penelope? Yeah, it's been 20 years. It makes a lot of sense. All right, let's keep going. Odysseus smiled at this, middle of 235, and said to Telemachus, Let your mother put me to any proof she likes. She will make up her mind about it presently. She rejects me for the moment and believes me to be somebody else because I am covered with dirt and have such bad clothes on. Let us, however, consider what we had better do next. when one man has killed another, even though he was not one who would leave many friends to take up his quarrel, the man who has killed him must still say goodbye to his friends and fly the country. Whereas we have been killing the stay of a whole town and all the picked youth of Ithaca, I would have you consider this matter. Okay, so Odysseus feels confident now because he basically says, go ahead, let her test me. I got this because I am who I say I am, so I'll be able to pass any test she puts to me. But we have another problem. We just spent most of the morning killing 106 young men. So what's our problem?
They don't have any men.
Well, that could be part of it. What else?
He might have to leave.
Why would he have to leave? They're young men. So perhaps they have moms and dads and families. They're going to be like, dude, you just killed everyone. I mean, even though the suitors have been bad guys, they're still going to have to answer for the fact that they killed 106 men. So he says, at this point, I need to decide whether I can stay and defend myself or if I have to run away.
They only killed 104.
That's true, because they have the Phemius the bard and Medon the old guy. Nicely done. But I don't know if they were in the original 106. Let's just leave it at a little over 100 men. I mean, it's not like we're talking about... I mean, one or two would be bad enough, right? Murder's not a good thing. Hopefully we get that. Let's continue. Look to it yourself, father, answered Telemachus, for they say you are the wisest counselor in the world, and that there is no other mortal man who can compare with you. We will follow you with right goodwill, nor shall you find us fail you insofar as our strength holds out. Telemachus, again being a loyal, honorable son, saying, Dad, you're supposedly like one of the smartest guys in the land, so whatever you think we should do. We'll follow you. I will say what I think will be best, answered Odysseus. First, wash and put your shirts on. Tell the maids also to go to their room and dress. Phemius, remember our musician guy, our bard, shall then strike up a dance tune on his lyre, so that if people outside hear, or any of the neighbors, or someone going along the street, happens to notice, they may think there is a wedding in the house. And no rumors about the death of the suitors will get about in the town before we can escape to the woods upon my own land. Once there, we will settle which of the courses heaven vouchsafes us shall seem wisest. Why is Phemius going to make some music?
Make a distraction.
Yeah, because if it sounds like there's a party, if it sounds like there's a wedding going on, it creates a distraction. Anyone outside is going to be like, oh, Penelope finally chose, and now they're having a wedding. So basically, they're stalling. They're buying some time. Yes, ma'am.
So he just spent 10 years leading back to Ithaca, and now he's going to leave?
Yes, but we didn't get to that yet. He's not leaving just yet. Besides, he was just going to go, like, hide in the woods on his own property. And he has one other thing to do, but we haven't gotten to that yet. Stick with me. Top of 236. Thus did he speak, and they did even as he had said. First they washed and put their shirts on while the women got ready. Then Phemius took his lyre and set them all longing for sweet song and stately dance. The house re-echoed with the sound of men and women dancing, and the people outside said, I suppose the queen has been getting married at last. She ought to be ashamed of herself for not continuing to protect her husband's property until he comes home. This was what they said, but they did not know what it was that had really been happening. The upper servant, Eurynome, washed and anointed Odysseus in his own house and gave him a shirt and cloak, while Athena made him look taller and stronger than before. She also made the hair grow thick on the top of his head and flow down in curls like hyacinth blossoms. She glorified him about his head and shoulders just as a skillful workman who has studied the art of all kinds under Hephaestus or Athena, and his work is full of beauty, enriches a piece of silver plate by gilding it. He came from his bath looking like one of the immortals, and sat down opposite his wife on the seat he had left. My dear, he said, heaven has endowed you with a heart more unyielding than woman ever yet had. No other woman could bear to keep away from her husband when he had come back to her after 20 years of absence, and after having gone through so much. But come, nurse, get a bed ready for me. I will sleep alone, for this woman has a heart as hard as iron. Okay, this is where the whole test is about to begin. He gets cleaned up. Athena makes him look young and beautiful. And now we're about to get to the heart of the reunion.